ACGC boys track and field has seen last year's success already carry over to this year's team. At the IATC Indoor Championships last week, the boys finished in 8th place and feature multiple top 5 finishers in the meet, including Lance Bundy with a 2nd place finish in the high jump, the shuttle hurdle team finished in 2nd, and the boys 4x400 relay team finished in 5th.
You know, we have 36 boys out, which we're very excited about. We obviously going back and just kind of touch on prior to that, you know, we had a very good group last time, placing 5th at state, scoring 33 points and graduating Austin Kunkel in the 100 and the 200 meter dash, who was a state champ, and also anchored our 4x1 and 4x2, which have both brought home state medals. And that, to me, has propelled us to where we are today and to be able to talk about the success that we had at the indoor meet. Is we have kids who were able to experience that and see the success of some of our athletes, and now they're hungry and motivated because they want that same opportunity and they want to relish that opportunity when time comes in Drake.
ACGC features a very talented senior class of multi-sport athletes who will help carry this ACGC team back towards last year's success. Head coach Cody Mathewson is looking for Anthony Sorozano, Jarrett McLean, Trayton Schneider, Lance Bundy, Easton Stringham, Andrew Mahaffey, and Peyton Jacoby to use their leadership to bring back that success this year.
You know, those seniors is Anthony Sorozano. Anthony Sorozano had a fantastic senior year. He's going to end up going to Simpson and playing football next year. So really excited to have him out as he's just a true competitor, and we're really looking forward to having him back. Jarrett McLean, been on the cross-country team that's been a state runner-up, state champ, and a state runner-up over the last 3 years. So, and sometimes long distance. Trayton Schneider, another kid who, you know, had a really good fall playing football this year. He's going to be our kind of high hurdler and our shuttle hurdle anchor, our lone senior on that shuttle hurdle team. Lance Bundy, we've already spoke about him. He's a fantastic high jumper for us. He's going to go do that collegially somewhere, I guarantee it. Easton Stringham, another senior. He really came on late at the end of the year last year. Andrew Mahaffey, who I touched on too, fantastic cross-country runner, great leader, great overall human being. He's going to work hard every single day. And then, you know, our last senior is Peyton Jacoby. You know, he's been the face of our throwers the last 4 years. He was a Drake Relays qualifier last year, and he was a state qualifier in the shot put. You know, after that, there is a plethora of kids, and I could go on and on about every single kid and talk about what they do for the program.
In terms of training, every team starts off the season differently. The Chargers have been working hard at more long-distance exercises and getting the hill workouts to prepare for the upcoming outdoor season.
You know, right now we're really just trying to focus on getting our legs underneath us and really working about getting in shape right now, running a little bit more long distance stuff and sprint relays, you know, running our 350s and a lot of hill workouts. You know, you're so hit and miss on indoor, outdoor. The weather, luckily, it's been really nice out. But, you know, the mentality right now is just the kids showing up every single day and working hard.
The goal this season for the Chargers is to bring themselves to the top at the state meet. With hard work, dedication, and motivation, the Chargers have a chance to sneak their way to the top spot this season.
You know, our goal is to be a top 3 team and bring home a trophy, which we haven't had the chance to do. We got 5th last year, so I think we got to be kind of sneaky this year. You know, I think we got a chance to be sneaky good, but, you know, we got to stay healthy, and track's an interesting sport. Things can happen because you can lose 1-2 guys, and that can change the whole outlook of your program and the whole season.
ACGC will continue to practice this week to prepare for some more indoor action later next week. I'm Zach Collins reporting.